Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kendra. How may I help you?
Kendra, yes. I got a notice on my statement here for a bill. I think it happened twice, and I was just wondering what it was for. January the 6th, card ending in 5930. And it basically says Dream Cleanse Gadget, SOPF. I wasn't sure what that referred to.
Okay. Could you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up an account?
Yes, it's 48808.
And your first and last name?
Larry Sutter, S-U-T-T-E-R.
Okay. And could you verify your address for the security of the account?
Yes, it's 4140 Hamlet Cove, Bath, Michigan, 48808.
Okay. Bear with me one moment. Okay, so I do see that you paid the shipping and handling for the dash cam. And that was
Okay, so that was for a.
You paid the shipping and handling for the dash cam, and that was a wash.
Okay, right. Oh yeah, I was just gonna say, but the whole $49.97 was showing up on my, and it. I think it was only like shipping and handling, so it shouldn't have been that much, right?
Where you were billed the $49.97 for the membership fee.
Okay, I was going to say I never signed up for a membership fee. I guess that's the problem.
Well, in the terms and conditions, it did state within 48 hours you'll be billed the $49.97.
Okay, well, I'm just going to say I got the bill from the fraud hotline here at my credit union, and they asked me about this, and I said, I didn't sign up for any membership for this club whatsoever, so that's a problem, obviously.
Well, have you started disputing the charges?
I just got it yesterday, and I called the fraud hotline people, and they went in and looked at the card and blocked it, that number. And so I said, well, let me just call this company and see where that came from. So I'm just starting to contest them now, because I just got it in my statement yesterday.
So you haven't started the dispute process?
Well, I guess I'm not sure what starting it means, because I told them that I didn't sign up for any membership, so they blocked the card. So I think that's the dispute process there, isn't it, by saying that?
No, sir. That's when you dispute the charge.
Oh, okay.
Well, the charge was declined for the 7th anyway.
For the 7th of January?
No, sorry, the 7th of February.
Okay, yeah, it should have been, I should have never got it in January either. So, like I said, I didn't sign up for any charge. So what do I do now for that January charge or that membership that I didn't sign up for?
Well, sir, I can't offer a 35% refund on that charge.
Okay. Well, I mean, I didn't sign up for the charge,
in the terms and conditions, it did say that you will be enrolled and be charged the $49.97.
Well, when you said that the terms and conditions of, I guess I didn't see or get a terms and condition. I guess that's the point that I'm making right now. I didn't know that was in the process. I didn't know that was a condition. Somehow I didn't see that. Didn't understand that.
Well, sir, if you bear with me one moment while I speak with my supervisor, I can see if there's anything else I can do.
Thank you very much.
Okay, sir, and as a courtesy, I can offer a 50% refund on that charge.
Okay, I was going to say, you know, I didn't sign up for that, but let's do the 50%. So that card has been blocked, and so how are you going to get me my refund?
Well, the money should still be able to go back on the card, sir. If you didn't change your card number or anything, the funds should still be able to go back.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The card was blocked, so I don't think that that card's in use anymore. So there's must be a new card. But if it goes back toward that card, they'll transfer it, I think, to the new card. Isn't that how it goes?
Well, was the whole card canceled or was it just blocked?
Well, it was blocked, but I think after you block it, I think it ends up canceling it. So,
bear with me one moment. Well, sir, if it was just blocked, the card is still in use. It will have to be canceled.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. So I can expect a 50% reimbursement on this rate that's going to come back on that card. How long will that take?
It can take up to 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. And your name again is what? Kendra?
Yes.
Okay. So I will watch my account for that. Thank you for your help on this.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, that's it now. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
Bye.